Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting video about integrating Playwright with Cursor for automated testing. It's going to blow your mind.
Wow, that sounds incredibly useful. So what's this special sauce they're using?
They're using a custom Playwright MCP server from Execute Automation, which offers some awesome features like automatic code generation. Unlike the official Playwright MCP server discussed in a previous video, this one has some extra tricks up its sleeve.
So, it's like a turbocharged version? I'm intrigued. How do they set this up?
First, they install the Execute Automation Playwright MCP server package globally. Then, it's all about configuring Cursor. You add a new global MCP server in the Cursor settings, pointing it to the newly installed package. Simple as that.
Okay, got it. So, Cursor's talking to this custom server. Then what?
The magic starts. They use a prompt in Cursor to instruct it to navigate to a website, saucedemo.com, a simple login page. They specifically tell the prompt to use the MCP server for all the browser automation.
Smart. So they're making sure it's actually using the server and not cheating?
Exactly. They then outline two scenarios, a valid login and a locked out user scenario, complete with expected outcomes and assertions. The real kicker is that they instruct the prompt to use the server's code generation feature.
Code generation, you say? Tell me more.
This MCP server listens to the actions performed during the test and automatically generates code based on them. The prompt also specifies the desired project structure using a page object model and PyTest. Super organized.
That's really cool. So, they run the prompt and
Cursor springs into action. It asks for permissions to run various actions like navigation, filling fields, clicking buttons, and taking screenshots, all through the MCP server. The browser pops up, and you can see the actions happening in real time. It's like magic.
So, it's not just generating code. It's actually running the tests and generating code?
Precisely. After running the scenarios, the server spits out a TypeScript file with all the recorded steps, which Cursor then cleverly converts into Python code for a Playwright framework. The resulting framework is neatly structured, following the page object model.
Wow, that's impressive. But does the generated code actually work?
That's the best part. After a quick fix to update the Playwright version in the requirements.txt file, they set up a virtual environment, install the required packages, and run the tests using PyTest. And guess what? Both tests pass.
That is truly impressive. So, are we all going to be replaced by robots now?
Not quite. While this technology is powerful, it's important to review the generated code and ensure it follows best practices. It's a great tool for quickly creating demos and scaffolding projects, but human oversight is still crucial.
That makes sense. It's like having a super-powered assistant. So, what's the takeaway here?
This is a glimpse into the future of test automation. Tools like these can drastically speed up development and help us create more robust tests. It's an exciting time to be in software testing. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We hope you found this insightful. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.